I like to say, now I am a veteran. I'm a Vietnam veteran, 1969 to 71. Can I tell you my age now? And not only am I a veteran, but I come from a family of veterans. Out of a family of seven males and two females, six of us served in the military. Three in the Army, two in the Air Force, and I served in the United States Marine Corps. So this is why this is such an important issue to me. And not only that, since we've been working in the Skid Row area, one of the things that we notice is how many veterans that's living in the streets. See, and we're going to talk about that in a little while when we do our monologue. And so what we try to do with Drama Stage Qumran, we feel that people talk so much about the problems, that everybody knows the problems because it's amplified. You can read it in the paper and all that kind of stuff. What we try to talk about is solutions. Solutions. What is the solutions to the homeless problem? Now here's what we come up with. Because we talk to other homeless, people who have been homeless, homeless veterans, and we want to get their opinions on what do they think it takes to solve the homeless problem. And here's where we at. I think the first step in solving the homeless problem is make the homeless problem the homeless veteran problem. That's the starting point. By making it the homeless veterans problem, you put it on the shoulders of the United States government who sent all of these young men over to fight in all of these particular wars and things like that and come back traumatized, etc. like that. So we feel that it is also the duty of the American government to finance the solutions to it. Not just the non-veterans who's laying in the street. We feel that the starting point, make the homeless problem, the homeless veterans problem, get the American government to finance some think tanks where you can get some of the best minds in the United States, get them together, make the government pay for it, come up with some solutions, and then spread that solutions out to the rest of the homeless in terms of solving that. Now, what can the interfaith community do right now to make a dent in the homeless problem? Number one, I'm going to talk about Los Angeles because Los Angeles is the homeless capital. See, it's the homeless capital of the United States. Not only is this the homeless capital, you probably got more millionaires here in Los Angeles, kind of Los Angeles, probably than anywhere else in the United States. But you also got the blight of people laying down there in the Skid Row area down there. So here's the second part of doing something right now. We feel that the three major religions, the religious institutions, can also work with the city to find out all of these empty properties around here, to either buy these empty properties, rent these empty properties, and start programming. What the Prophet Muhammad, what Moses, and what Jesus taught, it's right there in the scripture. You know, they started off, the Messiah Jesus, when he announced his Messiahship. It's tied into that in Isaiah on what they were supposed to be doing. You know, working with people coming up out of prison, people in need and all that kind of stuff. And Brother Umar, he mentioned, it's tied into the scripture of Islam, it's also tied into the scripture of the Torah. See, so we feel that if these three major religions rent some of this empty property, start programming, start picking some of the people up that's on Skid Row, start bringing them into some of these housing, and at the same time provide support systems for them.